Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing? Of course,
welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's going on, you guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you from the Baltimore area. I love to say the DMV since I am a Washingtonian. I'm a D.C. native, but I'm living in the D.C., Baltimore, and the Baltimore area. What's going on, Eric? Tonight we're doing the wisdom series. Tonight I'm talking about it pays to use wisdom, a.k.a. it pays to be wise. I just thought that doing this series is something that we need to always brush up on as far as using wisdom. You know, we should always look at life and as students of learning. We should be always ready to learn, always willing to say, you know, what do you want me to learn from this situation, Lord? So, guys, you know, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. It's been one of those times, I'm not sure about you, but it's something that I've been definitely going through my own sort of thing, and I know you guys probably are as well. But I'm grateful to be here with you guys tonight. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the benefits of wisdom. Last week, we talked about the saving grace of wisdom. And tonight, we're just talking about, look, let's just put all the cards on the table. It pays to be wise. It pays to use wisdom. And last week, we were talking about the whole thing about using wisdom. And what makes you wise? Applying what you have learned and are presently learning. That's what makes you a wise person. And, you know, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if you want to become wise, you have to understand, you have to have a fear of the Lord. As my mother said, or someone else said, yes, last week, a healthy fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. I'm not sure about you, but I definitely don't want to be a fool, but I'm sure we've all been in that place where we didn't want to hear the things we need to hear. We needed to hear. Have you ever been in that place where someone tried to tell you something, you just say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Well, listeners, we're in a place right now where everything is dead smack in our faces. We can't turn a blind eye. So we need to use wisdom how we do the things that we do and how we convey the messages that we are trying to convey. We have to use some sort of wisdom. You know what I'm saying, guys? And, you know, guys, we guys there coming through to say, hey, what's going on, Nichelle? What's going on with you? To say, hey, something, appreciate that. I got my mom on. She's a trooper. She is a trooper, and she's here tonight. Thank you guys for coming through. So tonight, it pays to be wise. We're doing this wisdom series. It pays to be wise. And I was like, Lord, you know, what do we do? Because we've been looking at into Proverbs chapter 3. And one of my friends said, you should do a wisdom series. Hey, Auntie Grace, you know, and, you know, and this was the Lord placed in my heart because guess what? I need to use some wisdom. So I'm not sure about you, but I definitely do not want to go around the track again to learn these different lessons that God has been trying to get me to learn. I want to learn those things. Now, what's going on, Dr. Terrell? You know, I want to learn these lessons now. I'm not sure about you, but I want to learn these lessons now. You know, yeah, I want to learn these lessons now. I don't want to go around the barn, or, you know, I don't get sayings correctly. So, but I don't want to go through that whole thing again. So it's like, it pays to be wise. Now I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 to 35. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. It pays to be wise. It pays to use wisdom, guys. it pays to use wisdom. You know, verse 25, it says this, have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, right? For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. Hey, what's going on, Brian? What's going on, Brian? Brian's already on this. Brian, we're talking about tonight, it pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. So first of all, may the Lord bless the reading of his word. I pray God will bless this time that we have together to share. I want to say good evening. I want to give a shout out to my brother Noble right here. Love you, man. And Lee Major, I'm praying for you. My mom and I, we're praying for you. You stay encouraged, okay? Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. All right. But tonight we're talking about it pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. You know, my first point to you tonight is this. The Lord has you. You know, sometimes often we see things that are happening, and guys, I'm telling you, at some point in time, I had to tell my mind, you know what, let me keep my focus on God. Let me keep my focus on what he says in his word, because so much is happening right now, so much. But if we as God's people say, you know, I love you, I'm going to follow you, Lord, you know what, we have to guard our ears. We have to guard our eyes. We have to guard what we say, what we see, what we listen to, you know, because people walk around in fear and all those different things. And we have to use wisdom, right? We have to use wisdom. We have to use wisdom. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25, it says, have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. Have no fear of sudden disaster. How many of you guys are experiencing sudden disaster? You're seeing sudden disaster in your homes, in the lives of those people around you, in the lives of those of y'all neighbors, in the lives of other people in different countries. We're seeing disasters happen. We're seeing catastrophes happen. We're seeing so much happen, right? That's right, Brian. The Lord will never leave you or forsake you. You know, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. That's so true, Brian. That's so true. You know, we're seeing so much. So I want to just encourage you tonight. The Lord has you. Do not fear sudden disaster. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You have to speak over yourself. You know, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And what you speak out will help create your atmosphere of either faith or fear. Which one are you going to give into? It pays to be wise. The Lord has you. Do not fear sudden disaster. Do not fear what you see. And listen to this, and then it says, or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. Listen, guys, the wicked will get their day. The wicked will get his or her day. I'm telling you here to tell you something like this. Listen, you might not get it now. They might not get it now. They might get it later. But do not fear when you see people reap, when you see them experience things. God, I want to tell you something. We reap what we sow, right? If you sow into righteousness, you reap to righteousness. You sow into death, you reap into death. And sometimes we see things that are happening, but we just come fearful because we see that person went through that, you know, and then we just start living in fear. But listen, I want to encourage you tonight. The Lord has you. It says right here, the second half, for the Lord will be your confidence. See, we have to put our confidence in the Lord. We have to put our confidence in the Lord. The Lord will be our confidence, not our degrees, not what this person thinks about us, not what that person thinks about us, not what that person says about us, but what has God said about the situation. In fact, the Lord will be your confidence. So it says, have no, so let's put it together, have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence. I'm going to tell you, the Lord will be your confidence. And sometimes you have to say, you know what? I might fall right now, but I'm going to get back up. I'm going to trust and believe God. I'm going to trust that he has me where he has me in this situation. I'm going to put my confidence. Yeah, that's true, Timothy. Hey, Timothy, that's true. You know, listen, guys, the Lord will be your confidence. Let me tell you this, guys. When I was going through what I thought was the worst time in my life, and I was, and I'm just going to keep it real, I was depressed. I was over 300 and something pounds, and I had all these different things going on, disasters in my personal life. I'm telling you this, it hit me last week that God allowed me to go through that to prepare me for this season that we are in right now, because had I not gone through that, I wouldn't be the G that I am right now. I wouldn't be what I'm not, I would not be at this place where I am right now had I not gone through that. And, you know, and the thing about it is this, God kept me on zero with zero. That's what I felt like. But I had faith the size of a mustard seed. I had some, God had some people around me who blessed me, who spoke into my life, who spoke into me, because I was listening to what he was saying, but I was going through something. So I'm telling you this, God will keep you. The Lord has you. That's right, Noble. We fall down, but we get back up, and keeping our confidence in the Lord, My Aunt Gracie says this, be strong. She says this. Let me go to what my auntie says. Hey, Peter. I'm going there right now. What's going on, Vanessa? Hey, guys. Monty was saying, oh, yeah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Listen, guys, the Lord has you. It pays to be wise. Don't fear what you're seeing. Don't fear what you're hearing. But keep your trust. Keep your faith in the Lord. Keep your faith in the Lord, for the Lord will be your confidence. You don't have to put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in the Lord. What has the Lord said about your situation? That's all right. Noble testimony. You listen to this, guys. They overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, it says in Revelation, and by the word of their testimony. Testify. Tell about the goodness of the Lord. Tell. You know, just like my Auntie Grace is saying right here, you are an overcomer. I'm going to tell you, you are an overcomer. So it pays to be wise. You might not understand, but it pays to be wise. And how do you become wise? You apply what you've learned. You apply what you're learning. You apply what God is trying to tell you in that season. That's what you've got to do. What's going on, Walter? What's going on, you guys? Tonight, guys, we're talking about it pays to be wise. And I'm telling you this, I didn't know what I was going through at that time, but God had me. I just listened, and I did what he told me to do. And let me tell you this, God brought me out, and God will bring you out of your situations. He'll bring you out of things you're going through. And then when you get on the other side, God will one day, you will see, look back and see, I went through this. You brought me through this, and you kept me. But it took being obedient to what God is trying to tell you to do. It takes obedience. Okay, thank you for sharing this. Brian has shared this earlier, and I wanted to read it. This is James 3:17. He shared this a couple of weeks ago. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. And that is James 3:17. I'm going to write that one down. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that scripture, Brian. Yeah. Apply the word daily. Aren't you saying apply the word daily? Yes, we got to apply these things into our life. We have to apply these things, to these principles, to our lives. But I want to tell you, it pays to be wise. The Lord is with you. He will be your confidence. And it says, and will keep your foot from being snared. How many of you guys know that when the enemy comes against us with like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him, right? So when the enemy comes against you, guess what? If you keep your confidence in the Lord will keep you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will keep you. I'm telling you guys this. At some point, you know, some of the decisions I've made, sometimes I was the only one who believed that. When God called me and I left the group that I was in years ago, and we had a recording contract and God called me to preach. And I'm like, Lord, now? You call me now? Here's this contract. You've called me now. And guess what? I just said, Lord, I'm going to keep my trust in you. You're telling me to do this so you know what is best for me. You know, and listen to this, guys. The Lord will be your confidence. Just keep your confidence in him. I just had to keep my confidence in the Lord. And guess what? We've got to do that, especially today. Especially today. And I think I've shared this with you guys, too, that a couple weeks before I caught COVID, a few weeks, I think that was like in May sometime, like the beginning of May. And the Lord had showed me, had spoken to my heart. He told me, look, you might be going through, he just said this, I've shown you parts of your future, glimpses, so you will know that you will be here past this pandemic. And God placed in my heart, and I said this on a show, on this ministry broadcast, you know, God is bigger than this pandemic. That's right, Noble. The Lord will keep you, you know. And listen, I'm telling you this. 2 weeks later, the situation that I found, I had COVID. But what gave me the strength was that the Lord had already spoken to my heart. He had already encouraged me to tell me, you're going to be here. And I didn't tell everyone on Facebook until after I'd gone through the halfway point of everything. You know, but listen, the Lord has you. It pays to be wise. Do not fear sudden disaster, all right? And listen, this second point tonight, be fair. Be fair. You know, I'm saying this because I'm in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 through 28, check this out. It says this, do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it to you tomorrow. I'll give it tomorrow. When you now have it with you, it pays to be wise. Listen, be fair. I'm going somewhere with this, so don't get lost. I'm going somewhere with this, and what this really, 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 really means, which I feel it really means. Okay, so yeah, be fair. Thank you, Auntie, for putting that down, Auntie Grace. Be fair. Be fair, and you're gonna see why I'm saying this part near the end of this. Well, you might catch it now. It says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. How many of us know that there might be some people we need to pay back, right? And we have it. It says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. Now listen, because people will manipulate everything to their own advantage, right? People will do that sometimes. It doesn't say don't withhold good from people. It says, don't withhold good from those who deserve it. So if someone has done something for you, or if you owe someone something, be fair. Don't withhold it. Don't say, look, you know, I don't have time for that. It's like when you borrow things from people, right? And then you pay them back. And then when they borrow from you, then you rush in them. Or you say, you know what? I have to get back to them, but I'm not going to get back to them today. It says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. It pays to be wise. You're going to see what I'm talking about near the end of this. You know, but have you ever gone through that or experienced that where you had something to pay or something to give back to someone, or that was something that was theirs, and you say, you know what, I'm going to put that off. I'm going to put that off to another time. No, give it to them. If you have it in your power to do it, then do it. Don't say to your neighbor, come back later. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Have you guys ever done that? Come on, y'all. Be honest. Have you guys ever done that? You just want to come back tomorrow and you know you got it right then. You know, And the other person probably saying to you, why don't you give it to them then? I'll give it to them tomorrow. I don't feel like doing it. No, be fair. Because guess what? If things are switched around, you would want someone to give it to you. If they owed you something, you want them to give it to you. You know? And listen, treat the person as you want to be treated. Treat people right. Treat people right. Listen, guys, you know, it seems like everyone right now is like, it's like they're doing their own thing. Everyone's doing their own thing right now. You know, people are operating in fear. People are operating in everything except love. What am I saying? People are operating in everything except love. Be fair. Treat the person right. Treat the person right. Treat people as you want to be treated. Why? Because I'm going somewhere with this. See, all the things that we do affect. It affects everything. What we do affects everything. Some of us are wanting God to move in our lives, but we're not using wisdom. We're not being fair. Frederick says facts. It's all about respect and treating people fair. That's right. It's about facts and treating people fair. You know, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know, let's make this thing simple. You know, I'm not going to say the other thing that my mom said. Kids, keep it simple. Keep it simple. But I'm not going to say the other part. But you guys get the point. Be fair. And what's wrong with being fair? Sometimes we just say, look, I'll give it to that person when I give it to them. But guess what? They didn't treat us like that when the shoe was on the other foot. So listen, be fair. Treat the person right. And if you have it to give it to them and you owe it to them, give it to them. Give it to them. Do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. If you have it now, you can do well, you can do good, you can be fair and honest, do it. Treat the person like the way you want to be treated. You know, and the thing about it is this. We want what we want when we want it. And it's like now, guys, like everyone's like every man for himself. But I want to encourage you to be fair. If you owe someone something, give it back to them. Do it. What's going on in Paso Bay? Just go ahead and do that. You know, someone shared a scripture, so I have to. Brian shared a scripture. Let me see what this is talking about. Okay, thank you, Brian. Brian's on it. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I'm going to read that again, Colossians 4, 5, and 6. Thank you for sharing this, Brian. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Let me tell you this, guys. People are watching us. And they're watching how we are going through this pandemic. They're watching, they're saying, this person say they believe in God, but they're acting like God's not with them. They're saying this person said that they love God, but they're acting like they don't know. And I feel like I know God more better than they do. Listen, you don't know what people are thinking. So thank you for sharing that, Brian. Use wisdom, guys, in how you treat people. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. That makes sense? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. You guys still with me? You guys still with me tonight? It says, I already read 27. Sorry. Verse 29. What's up, Carson? It says this. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. I'm calling this part, stop plotting against people. Yeah, that's right, Tamisha. Hey, Tamisha. We are ambassadors for Christ wherever we go. Now, I want to tell you this, guys, and I say this to say this. You know, we are not perfect, but we're striving to be the best version of ourselves. I don't know about you, but I'm striving to be the best Gregory that I can be in serving the Lord. You listen, we are ambassadors for Christ wherever we go, guys. It pays to be wise, and you're going to see why it pays to be wise. You're going to see why. You know, it says right here, do not plot against your neighbor. I call this stop plotting against people. You know, do not plot harm against your brother. And it's amazing. It amazes me when I hear people have conversations on Facebook and I overhear people's conversations when I'm out and about. I'm just trying to mind my business. But, you know, sometimes you hear people's conversations and you read people's conversations, I'm going to get that person back. You're supposed to be a child of God. You're talking about you're going to plot harm against your brother. Don't plot against your brother or your sister. You know, would you want someone to plot against you? You know, but sometimes people, we get to this thing where I've got to get this person back. I got to do this. You know, I like to think of that song, we're in this thing together. Listen, we're in this thing together called life. I need you, you need me. Let's stop this whole thing of I'm going to get that person back, or I'm going to try to destroy that person. I'm going to try to ruin that person. Listen, stop plotting against people. Stop plotting against your neighbor. Stop plotting against that person who lives near you, that person that you are around. Stop plotting against someone. You know, and you have to ask yourself this question. Does that person deserve that? Then how would you feel if someone were plotting, if someone was trying to plot against you and to bring you down? You know, we say, do people really do this? And my answer to you is yes. Read the posts and things that people say on Facebook. Oh, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back. What's going on, Tib? What's going on? We got Elder Tib in the house. Amen, Carson. Carson said, amen. You know, listen to this. It seems like this. You guys tell me. It seems like as if everyone is out for self and their own comfort. As long it does not, I feel like people are like, they say to themselves, as long as it doesn't affect me, I'm okay. But that's not true, guys. That's not true. We are in this thing together, and we have to start treating each other like we're part of the same big family. But guess what? The body of Christ, guess what? Racism exists even in the body of Christ. Christ. It pays to be wise. Stop plotting harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. You know, I like to think about Matthew 7:12, right? Where it says, where Jesus says this, he says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You want people to treat you fairly? You want people to respect you, right? You want people to honor their word and do the things they say they're going to do? Guess what? The same things you expect from people, you've got to be willing to do that exact same thing. So do I respect you and you don't respect me? Do I respect your feelings, but you can't respect my feelings? Do I respect your pain, but you cannot respect my pain? You know, we're talking about tonight, it pays to be wise. And I'm going somewhere with all these points. You know, first point, the Lord has you. Second point, be fair. Third point, stop plotting against people. You know, listen, it says, do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. And I don't know about you, but I turn on the news and I hear a whole bunch of things. What's going on, cousin and cousin uncle? You know, and I hear so much and I see so much people accusing this person, accusing that person. It's like, why would you do that? And then people go on social media. I'm going to put this person on blast. Why are you putting that person on blast? Why are you accusing that person? People twist your words around. You know, if the word says, do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. No harm. But it amazes me that I see people will go on Facebook, even people in the community, in the Christian community, and will put other artists and try to say, this person is that, this person is this, this person is that. It's like, guys, what are you doing? Let's be wise. Let's be children of God. Stop plotting against people. I'm going to get that person back. I'm going to ruin that person's name. Listen to this. The Lord will be your confidence. Drop the mic. I'm not going to worry about the other stuff because the word says the Lord will be my confidence, right? My confidence, right? You know, it says this, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Listen, stand in that right standing with God. What is God telling you to do? Keep your focus on God. Keep your faith in God. You know, it pays to be wise. You know, Timothy says this, some people need a healing from having a God complex. Good point. That's a good point, Timothy. That's a good point. Some people need a healing from having a God complex. And I'm going somewhere with this whole point, this whole thing that I'm talking about, it pays to be wise. Because sometimes, guys, we're in this place, I'm telling you, I don't want to go from this place right now to going back to life as it was. Because I don't believe that life's going to be what it was. I believe it's going to be like my mom said, has shared a few weeks ago, this new, about praying about this new version, about this new version of normal. It's not going to be quite the same, you know. But listen, I want to learn everything I'm supposed to learn in this season now. Listen, stop plotting against people. Verse 31, Proverbs 31, it's in 31, 32, it says, do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. Do not envy a violent man. Now, are you envying someone who's a violent man? So that person's cool. That person is violent. How many lives are they destroying? Do not envy a violent man, whoever that violent man is, or choose any of his ways. If you see someone, they're operating in violence, and they're not operating in love, they're not operating in the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit, listen, go the other way. Don't envy. Don't try to be like that person. I want to be like that person, you know, or choose any of his ways. I'm going to start treating people like that. Oh, no, I'm telling you, let's stay wise. Let's stay wise. Stay godly. Continue with it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Don't envy that violent person. So listen, don't envy people who are not doing the right thing. That's the third point. That's the fourth point. Do not envy people, men or women, who are not doing the right thing. Do the right thing. Yeah, I love that. I love that, Elder Tib. Amen. We have to be set apart. That's so true, Elder Tib. We have to be set apart. We have to be set apart. Don't envy. And let me ask you, be honest. Do you ever see people and you know, look, that person, you can tell that person not trying to live for the Lord. It looks like that person is doing well and they're violent. They're just going crazy. They're violent. They don't care about people. They don't care about their lives. And do you ever say, man, I wish I could be like them? You know, sometimes I think we say these things in our minds, but we really don't really think about it or let it register. And then we start picking up their bad habits. We start doing those bad things that we should not do. So that's why I come and saying, do not envy a violent man. If that man is violent, don't envy that person or choose any of his ways. Don't adopt. You know, be set apart like Elder Tib was saying. You know, I love my cousin aunt says this, God made you to be you. Yeah, be you. Be you. Be you. Elder Tib says this, we must strive to be the best expression of God in the earth. That's right. Be the best you that you can be in giving God the glory. You know, be the best you. Be the best you that you can be. You know, it pays to be wise. And it says this, don't envy that person, that violent man, or choose or adopt his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. He takes the upright into his confidence. Listen, the Lord detests somebody who is violent, someone who is not loving, someone who's not kind. Now there's a difference, you know, because you know you have wars. You're saying, well, how can he detest a violent person, a person who is godless, a person who is not trying to even live for God? He detests a perverse man, but takes the upright No, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Living by those standards, living by godly standards, living by, you know, I want to be the best expression that I can be of God in the earth. I want to be the best me. You know, the Lord will take the upright, those who are in right standing, the righteous, the upright, into his confidence, into his confidence. And then you can, listen, guys, if we do what we're supposed to do, and it says, and we go back to verse 26, where it says, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. When you do the things you're supposed to do, guess what? God's going to keep you. And sometimes God keeps us by his grace and mercy when we're out there doing everything. But listen to this. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. God will keep you. God will protect you. God will watch over you. You know what I'm saying, guys? God will do those things. And when you go through what you're going through, you know, look, I can and I will trust in the Lord because my confidence is in the Lord. Am I making any sense, guys? Am I making any sense tonight? I hope this is blessing you tonight, you know, because it pays to be wise. And let me ask this question real quick. Does wisdom mean to you in your life? Those who are listening right now, those who are still here, how has wisdom blessed your life? Do you even think about being wise? Do you want to be wise? Hey, Kathy. Kathy says this, I always remind my children, remember, you might be the only Bible people read in a day. That is so true. That is so true. That's good. That's good right there, Kathy. I'm going to read that again. I always remind my children, remember, you might be the only Bible people read in a day. You know, guys, there's a line in one of the songs I had written, and it goes like, a simple smile, a hug can change someone's life. Listen, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people are going through. But a smile or a hug can change someone's life. It pays to be wise. You know, you might be saying, well, why does it pay to be wise? Why does it pay to be wise? Listen, we go to verse 33, Proverbs 3:33. It says this, the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. But he blesses the home of the righteous. So guys, it pays to be wise. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. That's going to say, guys, you know, we have to examine our fruit. We have to do some self-examination and see, you know, what are our motives in doing the things that we do. I'm going to tell you, sometimes, guys, God will show you the people around you. God will show you the people around you, whether their hearts are for you, whether their hearts are not for you. And one of the things I'm learning as a believer, one thing I'm learning as a human being is to listen to how the Lord speaks to me. Listening to the Holy Spirit. It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. The Lord will show you. He will show you the hearts of those people around you. He will. And I want to tell you this. The word says the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. It pays to be wise. Ultimately, why? Because the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. Someone who is not trying to serve the Lord, someone who doesn't even want to try. Guess what? The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. You know, it is. And I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this, guys. You might be going through something, but I want to tell you this. The weeping you might be weeping now, but I want to tell you that joy will come in the morning. I want to tell you tonight that joy will come in the morning. You just hold tight. It's not about what you think that person, what they have. And you might be saying, I'm going through this. I don't have that. But guess what? You have life. Guess what? You have hope. Jeremiah 29:11. I love that scripture. I love that scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Listen, I think I might say that incorrectly. I'm going to read it again. But that is my favorite scripture. That is my favorite scripture. Jeremiah 29:11. Wisdom, Tiberius says this, Elder Tib says this, wisdom leads and guides us to where God is working our lives so that we can live the life he created us to live. Wisdom protects you, and that I have experienced. Yes, wisdom protects you. And I love what you said right there, Elder Tib. Wisdom leads and guides us to where God is working our lives so that we can live the life. Wisdom leads and guides. The Holy Spirit, right? Wisdom, God, leads and guides us to where he is working our lives so that we can live the life he created us to live. Listen, wisdom. God will lead us. He will lead us and guide us to where he wants us to be. But we have to use that wisdom. We have to use that knowledge. And part of the thing is being obedient. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? Well, tonight we're talking about it pays to be wise. What's going on, Reggie, Oscar, and Ron? We're talking about it pays to be wise. First point tonight, the Lord has you. Second point, I'm saying be fair. Third point, stop plotting against people. Fourth point, don't envy people who are not doing the right thing. Fifth point, I want to tell you this. The Lord blesses the home of the righteous. You want to be in right standing with God? Fear him. Keep him first. Be obedient, and that wisdom will protect you. See, God gives us wisdom so we can learn. Wisdom so we can go back, oh yeah, this will happen, so let me not go that way. It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. He blesses the home of the righteous. Those who are in right standing with God. You know, think about this. The thing about it is this. God did not expect us to be perfect because he knows we're not perfect. He knows that, you know, he's given us grace and mercy. Grace, mercy. Well, sisters, right? Grace, mercy. He's given us grace. See, I know we're blessed and highly favored. He blesses the home of the righteous. So I want to encourage you tonight, continue to be righteous. Continue to be righteous. It pays to be wise. Why? Because he blesses the home of the righteous. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. But when we sin, we need God to say, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, you know I'm not doing right in this area. Please give me the grace. Please help me to get through that thing. See, God wants us to get to the next side, to the next side of the problem, the next side of the storm, but not to just die in the storm. It pays to be wise. If we are wise, if we use wisdom, because being wise is really applying that knowledge, applying what we hear God telling us to do, and then doing it. That's being wisdom. And the beginning of wisdom is what? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. It pays to be wise. How many of you guys want to be blessed? How many of you guys want your homes to be blessed? How many of you guys want the people in your homes to be blessed? For those of you guys who have families, listen, he blesses the home of the righteous. It pays to be wise. Why? He blesses the home of the righteous. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. Guys, listen, there's coming a day, and that day probably is here. That day is here. God saying, which side are you going to be on? You know, you might think that this person is getting away with so much. But listen, we will reap what we have sown. And I just want to encourage you guys, it pays to be wise. Perhaps God might be saying no to certain things in your area right now, different areas in your life. And you might say, Lord, I want this, but it pays to be wise. Because guess what? God knows what is best. He sees what's going around, coming around that corner. And I just want to encourage you, what you're going through now is preparing you for what is to come in the next season. It pays to be wise. The Lord has you. Be fair. Stop plotting against people. Do not envy people who are not doing the right thing. He blesses the home of the righteous. In verses 34 and 35, it says this. It says this. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. Yeah, you know, people who are mockers, you know, they're always running their mouths, right? You know, they're always, some people are mocking God. Some people might be mocking your faith in God during this season. You know, I heard some people talking about some things last night when I was at work. And I wanted to say some things, but, you know, it wasn't for me to say. So I used wisdom. I kept my mouth shut. The Lord mocks proud mockers. You know, sometimes people think they have the last laugh, but we have to remember that someone created us. For those of us who do believe, someone created us, created this atmosphere, created this world that we've been born into. And guess what? We think that, some people think that they know it all. Sometimes we act like we know it all. But the word says right here, he mocks proud mockers. People have been the loudest, have to be seen. Guess what? God, everyone has his or her day. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to the humble. So I want to encourage you to remain humble. You might feel like some people are being blessed beyond measure. I want to encourage you to stay humble. I want to encourage you tonight to stay humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. He gives grace. God will give grace. You might be wondering, how am I getting through this? Because of God's grace, God's mercy, grace, giving you the ability to do what you need to do in that season. God will give you that grace. And it says in verse 35, the wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. The wise inherit honor. Honor from who? Honor from God, right? And listen, God will bless you. And guess what? And he'll bless you in front of people. He'll bless you, you know, Psalm 23. He'll prepare that table before you in the presence of your enemies. He'll anoint your head with oil. Your cup will overflow. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, right? And you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, the wise inherit honor. And God will bless you. And he'll bless you. Probably he'll bless you amongst people. He might do that even in front of those people who are plotting against you. It says the wise inherit honor. You will inherit honor. Whether it's here, whether it's definitely on the other side, you will inherit honor. But fools, he holds up to shame. Fools, he holds up to shame. You know, what's going on, Auntie Sheila? Tonight we're talking about it pays to be wise. And this is the wisdom series that I've been talking about. You know, and this takes me, guys, to Psalm chapter 1, where it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. You know, that blessed man, blesses the man, is awesome. That man they're talking about, the man or woman that they're talking about in Psalm 1, is the wise man that we've been, wise man or woman, right? That we've been reading about in chapter 3, verses 25 through 35. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. That's a wise person. How many of us really want to be wise men and women of God? How many of us want wisdom? Because it pays to be wise. It pays. It pays to be wise. You know, God will bless you. There's blessings upon blessings. God will bless your house. God will bless the fruit of your womb. God will bless your children's children. He will bless if you keep him first. It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. What's going on, cousin? What's going on, Willie Mae? Tonight we're talking about it pays to be wise. And this is the wisdom series. We're coming out of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 through 35. Let me ask you a question. What have you guys gotten so far from this message, this discussion tonight? You know, because we're talking about wanting to be wise, wanting to make the best decisions. The beginning of wisdom is what? The fear of the Lord, right? Fear the Lord. And in this season, it pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. Because listen, God will bless you. Listen, I'm seeing people get promotions in this pandemic. Like I told you, God told me I'm bigger than this pandemic. God is bigger than this situation that you're going through. God is bigger than what you are experiencing. I just want to tell you that. So it pays to be wise. It pays to be obedient. It pays to listen. I love that what Elder Tibbs says. Wisdom protects you. Blessed. Listen. You are blessed when you do things that God's called you to do. You are blessed when you keep them first. And I'm telling you this. Wisdom. You want to be wise? Keep God first. Make sure that everything you do is on a good foundation. Keep God first. And everything you do, do it out of love. It pays to be wise. It pays. You know, Kathy says this, that there is a blessing in the responses we give, which stems from wisdom. Amen. That's a good one, Kathy. Kathy says this she got for tonight, that there is a blessing in the responses we give, which stems from wisdom. Yeah, there's a blessing. There is a blessing because guess what? People are watching you. People are watching me. You know, I love when the scripture says right here in Proverbs 3:25, when it started out tonight, when we kept on going tonight from last week, have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. For me, guys, I'm guarding what I hear. So some people might say some gloom things, but you know what? I'm saying, look, I'm not going to have any fear about the sudden disaster because my trust is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord because of my faith. I know that this is not my home. This is not the final place. It pays me wise because I'm going to keep my confidence in the Lord. The Lord will be your confidence. And, you know, think about us this. We have to be willing to do what God's telling us to do in his word. It pays to be wise. It pays to use wisdom. I was going back between those two titles. It pays to be wise. It pays to use wisdom because you've got to use that knowledge in order to become wise. So it pays to use wisdom. And when you understand that the Lord has you, you're not going to be moved by what you're seeing on TV. You're not going to be moved by what you're hearing people say. What's going on, Brian? You're not going to be worried about that because your confidence is in the Lord. When your confidence is in the Lord, you're going to say, look, I might feel as if that whole thing about being fair from verses 27 and 28, you know, it might take away from what I have right now, but if I have something and I'm supposed to give it to somebody and they deserve it, then let me go ahead and do that. You know, it's like that story about the ruler who had forgiven the guy of his debt. and he begged and he gave him, and then he let that guy go, and that guy went and went to, straight to the person who owed him and beat him and did all these different things. You know, he didn't give him that same grace. Then when the master found out, he called him back, said, look, I've forgiven you, but you couldn't forgive this person. You know, listen, be fair. What's going on, Ralph? Be fair. Don't withhold good from those who deserve it. Keyword, who deserve it. So if you have something, you can be fair. Be fair. Treat the person like you want to be treated. If you can do it for them that day, do it for them that day. Especially if it's something that you owe them. If it's something that you owe them, go ahead and do it that day. If you are able to, go ahead and do it that day. Hey, Ralph. You know, tonight we're talking about it pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. Stop plotting against people. Why am I going through this? Because I just want to recap while we're getting ready to close out in a little bit. That whole thing about plotting against people. You know, God will bless us. But we got to treat people the way we want to be treated. You know, and I hear people say this. A lot of people will say a lot of things online that they would not say to the person in that person's face. You know, use wisdom. And as God's people, treat people as you would want to be treated. As human beings, do that. You would want someone to respect you. You want someone to honor you. Then go ahead and do the exact same thing. You know, you would like to feel safe. Guess what? Other people would like to feel safe as well. But don't plot and make up things against people for your own agenda. And that's why I see people doing that. People are doing that. Sometimes, you know, everyone's thinking about his or her own self. Everyone's thinking about themselves. You know, but listen, I love what you said. Josepha, love, period. And that's the thing about it. Can we get to that point? Can we get to that point where you're just loving? Can we get to a point where we're just loving, period? That's what I want to know. Can we do that? And then listen, don't envy people who aren't doing right. Continue to live right. Continue to do right. You might not reap it in this lifetime. You might reap it in this right lifetime. But listen to this. God has his eyes on you. And it pays to be wise. It pays to use wisdom. That's right, Ralph. Love one another. You know, love one another. It pays to use wisdom. Love one another. You know, what's going on? What's going on, Dr. Chapman? You know, and then this whole thing, listen. You might think you want what that person has, but what God has for you is what he has for you. And listen, it's the best thing. Don't envy people who are godless, people who are not trying to live for God. Guess what? That person's day will come. But he blesses the home of the righteous. It pays to be wise. Why? Because he blesses the home of the righteous while his curse is on the house of the wicked. You know, it pays to use wisdom. You know, don't listen to what go by what people are doing. Look at people and what they're doing. Look at their fruit. How are they living? You know, do you see the Lord blessing them? You know, what kind of fruit of the Spirit are they producing in their life? It pays to use wisdom. It pays to use wisdom. And a key thing is this, guys, we are not perfect. But we serve a God who is able to bring us through those things that we're working through. Who's able to bring us through. It pays to be wise, period. And it still takes me back to what Elder Tibbet said about wisdom. Wisdom protects you. The Lord will protect you. It pays to use wisdom. Use wisdom and watch how God will bless your house, how much God will continue to keep you. What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul, right? So I want to encourage you. Don't look at what brother or sister has over here. Are they living for the Lord? You might get your blessing this side. You might get your blessing. You definitely will get your reward on the other side. But don't, I want to tell you, keep God first. Let's keep God first. Let's love one another. And let's really listen to each other. It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. It pays to do what God is telling you to do for your life in this season. It pays. I've seen some people who haven't used wisdom. Listen, it's a different thing. And you might think that COVID is not real until it happens to you. You might think it's not real until you've seen it happen to those people in your, affected people in your life, people you love. It pays to use wisdom. And I've seen people who did not believe it was real and did not use wisdom. Some of them succumbed. Some of them passed away from it. Some people had it. Some people's loved ones had it. It is real. I want to tell you this. It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. And I want to be wise. I want to be a man of wisdom. Because wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will save you. It's not just enough to hear it. We have to apply it. And we have to do it. We have to apply the word in our lives. We have to do the word in our lives. We have to listen to what God is telling us to do and be obedient to the Holy Spirit as he leads us, as he guides us. What's going on, Auntie Waddles? It pays to be wise. It pays to be wise. The Lord blesses the home of the righteous, and the wise inherit honor. Remember what door the Lord opens, no man can shut. Whatever door the Lord shut, no man can open. So what God has for you, it is for you. Just keep your focus on him. Use wisdom. Be wise. Be wise. Be wise. If you guys did not check it out, I want to encourage, if you guys weren't here earlier, I want to encourage you to replay what we've talked about tonight. Go back to the beginning. So we're talking about it pays to be wise, and we're coming from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 to 35. You want to become a man or woman of God, a man or woman of faith, a wise person? Listen, I'm going to encourage you tonight. Don't look at the unrighteous, those who aren't living for God. You know, I want you to understand it pays to use wisdom. It pays to use wisdom. It pays because it can save your life. It can save what God is trying to do in your life. Because listeners, let's become future focused. Let's become God focused. Let's become goal focused, goal focused, goal oriented. What is God calling me to do? Let me stay and remain God focused. And you will become that man or woman of wisdom, because it pays to use the knowledge that you has been presented to you, your experiences, your life experiences. It pays to use that knowledge. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie. My mom says, blessings to all of you. Have a great night's sleep, and please continue to be safe. Good night, everyone. Good night, Mom. Have a good night. Love you. You know, thank you for your support. I'm going to tell you this, guys, for real. It pays. It pays to use wisdom. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have, how much knowledge you have. If you're not using wisdom and understanding, guys, you're not putting it into practice, you're not wise. But I believe that in this season, God said, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. You can do it. You can do it. So I'm going to encourage you tonight and say, you can do it. I'm going to tell you tonight, you can do it. I'm going to tell you tonight, you will do it. Because it pays to use wisdom. And how do you become wise? Use that information. Thank you so much, Kathy. Enjoy the message. Good night. All be blessed. I want to say God bless you guys. God bless you. If you want to become wise, as my mom would say, just ask the Lord, Lord, please give me wisdom. Please give me wisdom. And this is the word of the Lord, guys. Proverbs 3, verses 25 to 35. And God will give you wisdom. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Harden not your heart. Let him in. Open up your door of your heart. Say, you can come in, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to my heart. Lead and guide me. And I pray God's blessings over you. Please, guys, thank you, Tiff. You know, God bless you guys. It's about that time. And I pray that you will be encouraged tonight. Become a man or woman of wisdom. You can do that. Keep God first. Keep God first. Keep God first. And let him be your confidence. Let him be your confidence because he will do that. Love you, Josepha. Love you, Cousin. I love all you guys. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. Thank you for the loves and everything. And please share this video on your pages. Those who've come through, my aunts, my mother, my aunts, cousins, you know, I just say God bless you. The Heart Love Radio and the Fire Heart Ministries family, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please continue to keep me in your prayers as I will continue to keep you guys in my prayers as well. I love each and every one of you. Thank you. Those I didn't get a chance to, who came through and I didn't get a chance to give you a shout out, know that I love you. Appreciate you guys for coming through. Some of you guys come through. I don't know it. I don't see it. But I appreciate you. I appreciate your presence. I pray that God will bless you. Keep God. Stay God focused. Stay goal oriented. And know that God is going to lead you and guide you through this epidemic. He's bigger than this. So be encouraged tonight and know that the Lord has you. Stay with the Lord. God bless you. And I hope to see you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?